Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Rapping the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
Thinking I'm mother talking, people. Talking to my mother. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, let's go ahead and get this thing started. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are live up in the building in La Casa, in La Barrio. Yay! Bow, bow. And this is your host, you know what I'm saying, with the Miz Host, coming to you live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. The AKA Blog Temporary Radio Network, because you know we have officially moved over to www.trilateralradio.com, and that is part of the Trilateral Radio Commission Network. Y'all need to come check us out. We got hot new everything coming up for you: shows, music, commentary, links, all that kind of good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So go on over there. Get signed up and get ready for mayhem after mayhem contest and all that good shit coming from around the world. And I mean the world. You know, starting it off with your host, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Captain Smells So Good. And then we got following up, we got all the way from California. San Jose is Mr. Goobat Boat. Holding it down on the 186 Point Deuce Worldwide Radio. And we got all of our affiliates, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big, along with my co-host. Well, actually, season three, people, we're switching it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be switching it up. And I got something special coming for y'all, so y'all stay tuned for that. Nobody already know what I got planned for that. So y'all just stay tuned. And it's going down real big. Go get signed up. Get ready for it. It's at www.trilateralradio.com. T-R-I with a nothing. L-A-T-E-R-A-L radio. You know what I'm saying? With no space or nothing. It's Trilateral Radio. It's going down real big. Trying to make it real simple so y'all can get into it. And that's how we do, you know? And this is AfriCon History Month. You know what I'm saying? Facts and knowledge. Right here live on Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride. You know, if you didn't know, like some of the dumbass teens in my hood, that this is Black History Month, then you need to be here. Ask this question to yourself and someone else. What does Black History mean to me and the world? You know, sounds simple, but once you begin critically thinking, your eyes will open to a new reality. For me, it's that black, which does not describe the actual people for the color they are, is absolutely beautiful. Colored folks around the world do not celebrate what should be called AfriCon History Month, which is the true name for the people of Africa. Africa, not Africa, or Afro, or whatever crazy name that has been concocted to keep the original builders of society in your current world in a state of blindness and confusion, so as they will not return from whence they came or know from whence they came. So all this month and the rest of my life, you know, I dedicate to enriching the world as well as myself on the truth about a great nation and a great people of that nation. Bring your ass, people. And that is my my little description of the show. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Shout out to K in the background. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. We got Mr. Goofy Bones' new track, Just Give It to Her. I'm gonna play that in the background in just a minute. You know what I'm saying? And what we're covering today, we're going to dedicate this to the ladies. To the ladies. Yeah, black inventors, you know what I'm saying? Ladies. We're talking about the ladies that's doing it real big back in the days to help shape this America for a better world. You know what I'm saying? They helped all of y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? When you thought it just came from some old commercial market like they keep, you know, spray paint. All right, so check this out. We started this thing off with at the top with Mrs. Benjamin, Miriam E. Benjamin. Mrs. Benjamin was the second black woman to receive a patent. She received a patent for an invention she called a gong and single chair for hotels. Okay, keep it moving. Bessie Blount. Blount invented a device to help disabled persons eat. Let's go in on that. Let's go in on that. Oh, wait a minute. Let me, hold on, people. Let me do something real creative real quick. Hold on. Y'all just hold on one quick. El Segundo. We finna get this thing right. They think this is a game. Think it's a mother game. This ain't a game. Where is that? Photos, PDF files, music. Music. On the sound bites. I need my sound bites. There's music. Various albums and mixes. Let me see if that's it. Let's see, people. And bring Miss Heaven Angel in real quick.
Oh. I made it.
That's my temporary being, people. You know, I'm working on it. You know, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you out and about?
Yep, I'm out and about.
Yeah, I can tell that. Sound like you in the streets. Holding it down for the streets of Seattle. Seattle site? I don't know what y'all
think. It's sunny too.
Yeah, we got 80 degrees. I know y'all got some of it, you know.
30 degrees is right. We're freezing.
What?
30 degrees.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're cold.
Yeah, we 80 fucking degrees.
Shut up. Hush your mouth.
Damn.
That's a whole 50 degrees difference. That's ridiculous.
What? Wow. Boy, this is the power of radio, people. This is the power of radio. Special friends.
Cold and hot together, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give you a warm hug.
Thank you.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Melt some of that. Ooh. Gotta chill. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens when hot and cold mixes. You get chill. Oh! What's going on now, people?
Right way, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. So it's going now. I'm dedicating this for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you was about to get into something, and then you got distracted by going where? Somewhere else? You were getting something?
Oh, no. I was just trying to find... Where is it? You'll be there.
I was just about to say that.
Hey, lady.
Show me that you care.
And stop steaming on my glasses.
Where there's a will,
I know you like it.
I make the way. So, we now have all of our music back, courtesy of, yeah, Media Player. So that's how it kicks my game. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the switchboard.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't need the switchboard. Let me show y'all how it kicks my game, people. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
hear the porn? Can you hear the good old porn music?
I can hear the porn.
Uh-oh. Let me pump it up for you. Oh, let me pump it on up for you. Ow.
Good.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
like that.
Oh, sorry, people. Sorry, people. We're live right here. You know what I'm saying? Guerrilla Tactic Radio. This is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? And,
that's right.
Yeah, the fucking switchboard. You know? Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
And we back. Oh, yeah. We doing a groovy, baby. We doing a groovy. You might as well match up the secondhand quality with the secondhand quality. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It sounds like we're doing a goddamn show through a phone anyway, so fuck it. Let's go ahead and just play it all the way through. All
hey,
the way.
It's first rate, baby, but secondhand.
You know? All right, here we go, people. Dedicated to the ladies. All right. Do I need to turn the porn down some? Make sure everybody hear me. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right. Black woman can invent something for the benefit of humankind, says Bessie Blount. Bessie Blount was a physical therapist who worked with soldiers injured in World War II. Bessie Blount's war service inspired her to patent a device in 1951 that allowed amputees to feed themselves. The electrical device allowed a tube to deliver one mouthful of food at a time to a patient in a wheelchair or in a bed whenever he or she bit down on the tube. She later invented a portable receptacle support that was a simpler and smaller version of the same, designed to be worn around a patient's neck. Bessie Blount was born in Hickory, Virginia, 1914. She moved to Virginia to New Jersey, where she studied to be a physical therapist at the Panzer College of Physical Education and at Union Junior College, and then further her training as a physical therapist in Chicago. 1951, Bessie Blount started teaching physical therapy at the Bronx Hospital in New York, and she was unable to successfully market her valuable inventions and found no support from United States Veterans Administration. Piss on you, VA! So she gave the patent rights to the French in 1952. The French government put the device to good use, helping to make life better for many war vets. Bessie Blount's patent was filed under her married name of Bessie Blount Griffin. Well, thank you, Bessie Blount. You are still honored right here.
Let me see. Amen.
Let me see. Let's see what we got for. I gotta get reaccustomed to my new switchboard.
Get it, baby. Come on. I'm working it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we got everything coming back into play. Dude. Oh, yeah. You're getting it all in 30 minutes, people. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. I'm single. First name, Ivana.
Ivana.
All right, people. Here we go.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
You know?
Goes down smooth.
Smooth, people. Go pop the cork, get this thing back up. Back popping, people. Y'all ready? All right. Here we go. All right. Moving on to a new lady. Oh. That's my background music. Oh, we're talking about Sarah Boone. All right. She created the ironing board with a U.S. patent number 473, and was invented by African-American Sarah Boone on December 30th, 1887. You can thank her for that. All right. Ironing board, people. Let's see who else we got. We'll move through a few of these. Sarah E. Good, first African American woman to receive a patent, which was issued on 7/14/1885. She invented a type of cabinet bed.
Cabinet bed?
A cabinet bed.
What does it mean? Like with drawers and stuff?
Yeah, we got to go in on that, people. Here we go. It's a cabinet bed. Wow. If you see the design. Are you in the chat? Oh, damn, my bad. Now, that is hard.
I know this. I was an interior designer for 30 years.
Wow. That is hard. If you see, it looked like a. Hold on. Let me get my porn music back on, people. Let's get back into it. All right. Here we go. Sarah Good was the first African-American woman to receive a U.S. patent. Her patent was issued on July 14, 1885 for a cabinet bed. Sarah Good was the owner of a Chicago furniture store. And below you can view the patent issued to Sarah Good. And now what it shows is a look like a regular cabinet. I mean, not even a cabinet, like a I don't know how to describe it.
Like a big hutch that you put clothing in?
Yeah,
like
you
a closet? Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking at first.
Yeah, I can't think of that. Yeah, a hutch. So it looked like a hutch, like a business hutch. And then you know how the cabinets open up?
Yeah, and the bed comes down.
No, this whole thing opens up to like, and it unfolds. Like, I can't even explain.
Oh.
This thing looked like a transformer. However she did this, it looks like a transformer.
Facebook or in my email or something?
Yeah. I'm about to do that.
What do you think?
That is hard. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Damn. The folding cabinet bed. Damn. Oh, I'm trying to see if they got some more information on it. Nah. All right. Wow. That's cool. All right. Meredith C. Gording. Gording was the inventor of electro gas dynamics system. Damn. People, this back in the days, all this big heavy shit going on. Oh, okay. That's a dude, though, so we ain't talking about him. But damn, you was almost getting talked about. We'll come back to you, brother. Come back to you, bro. We got Marjorie Stewart Joyner. Joyner invented a permanent wave machine that would allow a hairdo to stay set for days. All y'all ladies crimping your hair and all that. Yeah. What the fuck is it? Who the hell marketing products now on TV? Well, it ain't them, goddammit. Shit, put it that way. Marjorie Stewart Joyner. The dude, the wave machine. You know how y'all wave your hair, put the little wave in your hair.
Yeah.
Little crimp. What they call them? Crimps or whatever?
Crimper. Yeah, crimper.
Yeah, crimper now. Yeah, they changed the name to a crimper.
Crimping,
you know what I'm saying?
Iron.
Changed the name and everything.
Yeah, they did.
Right. Then you have... What we got? What else we got? Madame Walker. Madame Walker was a St. Louis washerwoman turned entrepreneur in 1905. Invented a method to soften and smooth African American hair. And we did cover her. Where's some old ladies at? What ladies at? They should have them separated from. And they don't. All right. Well, that's in 2005. Some events going on. Get the porn music back going on. Matter of fact, let me take one quick. Since we haven't done it in a while, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take one little quick commercial break.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Y'all hit. Three songs my Nash. You know what I'm saying? Three songs this. Yes. Kenura Neka. Yeah, it's going down.
Now we just get 3 hours back.
Hey, don't worry. 3 hours is coming. You know what I'm saying? It's coming, people.
More.
Back right here live on Record of Game Radio, the Starship Smelly Prize could be given to you. It's going to something. I want to know what the hell is this. Meredith Gordine. Dr. Meredith Gordine was born in Newark, New Jersey on September 26, 1929. Grew up in the streets of Harlem and Brooklyn. Meredith Gordine attended Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and received a PhD in engineering science from the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. Meredith Gordine pioneered the research of electro-gas dynamics. Electro-gas dynamics is a way to disperse fog and smoke.
Damn.
By applying strong electrical forces to either, you can control those elements. He was responsible for the engineering technique termed incinerate for aiding in the removal of smoke from buildings. His work on gas dispersion developed techniques for dispersing fog from airport runways, and Meredith Gordine also created a generator that allowed for the cheaper transmission of electricity. He held more than 40 patents for various inventions. Meredith Gordine built a multi-million dollar corporation that is based on his ideals of the field of electro-gas dynamics, or EGD. Using the principles of EGD, Meredith Gordine successfully converted natural gas to electricity for everyday use, and applications of EGD include refrigeration, desalination of seawater, and reducing the pollutants and smoke.
Damn.
Meredith Gordine served on the technical staff of the Rommel Woolridge Corporation from 1957 to 58. Then became a senior research scientist at the Caltech Jet Propulsion Laboratory from 1958 to 1960. He became a lab director of the Plasmodyne Corporation from 1960 to 62 and chief scientist of the Curtis Wright Corporation from 62 to 64. And in 64, he served on the President's Panel on Energy. Jesus, people, you don't hear about these people. This is some bullshit. Fuck you, McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do, well, I can't say that because they do say, you know, at least they something about Black History Month. Burger King don't, Wendy's don't, KFC don't, nobody else don't. So, you know, McDonald's, yeah, all right. So I take my fuck you back. Fuck me. There you go. Fuck me, McDonald's, all right? But I still won't eat at your shit.
Garbage.
Meredith Gordine established a research laboratory, Gordine Laboratories, in Livingston, New Jersey, with a staff over 150. And as an interesting side note, Meredith Gordine won the silver medal in the 1952 Olympics in Helsinki for the long jump. Meredith Gordine is also blind.
Wow. I mean, completely blind or just legally blind?
Well, I don't know what, I guess, well.
Y'all know.
Yeah. He died in Houston, Texas on November 20th,
1998. Damn.
And Meredith Gordine was serving as the president of Energy Innovation Incorporated in Houston, Texas at the time of his death. Damn. Brother worked all the way up until the time of his death, people. From 1929 to 1998. 08. Wow. I mean, 1998. Wow, people. You know?
1998, yeah.
Thank you. Thank
what?
You, man. Damn. That's an awesome fucking story. Oh, what the hell? Well, that's the only thing I don't have is my applause, people. I don't have the applause. Huh. All right. Well, after that one, people.
Oh.
Oh, hell no. And I'm going to tell you what, there's people that still do that crap. I worked in a place, a high-end showroom for interior design.
Uh-huh.
And the owner manager hired someone from Malaysia, this gentleman who I'm still friends with. His name is Parkash, which I call him Cash. The owner told him to change his name to Patrick.
That
everybody had to call him Patrick.
That was a lawsuit, but I guess he didn't fix
that's
know
what
that
I said
back in the day.
That's what I told him. I said, you need to be suing on that one right there.
That's a fucking lawsuit.
But I
can
call him,
tell you.
I called him Cash all the time. And I said, nobody's going to be calling you Patrick here. But he always called him Patrick and got mad all the time, the owner. He was something else. And then the women, we always had to wear nylons. We don't wear pants to work. Chauvinistic pig.
A bush in Kazakhstan will laugh when they hear the name, because a bush means the hair around the testis satchel.
The testis satchel.
So that crazy stuff still goes on.
Yeah.
There's people that still, I mean, that do it on their own. They come here from another country and will change their first name. You know, they won't change it legally, but they'll just have people call them an American name instead of their rightfully name, which I don't like care for that either. Be
all
who
right.
you are and be proud.
Let's talk about something that applies directly to our government. Check this out. Nigerian-born Dr. Philip Emeagwali first entered the limelight in 1989. Damn, it's already over. Shit. People, 30 minutes go by so fucking fast, people. Jesus. We already had a 90-second warning. But we're going to continue this over to the, you know. And in 1989, when he won his prestigious Gordon Bell Prize for his work with massively parallel computers, he programmed the connection machine to compute a world record 3.1 billion calculations per second using 65,536 processors to simulate oil reservoirs. With over 41 inventions submitted to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Philip Emeagwali is making big waves in the supercomputer industry, amazing achievements only surpassed by an even more amazing life. And he's from Nigeria. Nigeria's West African nation of over 100 million energetic people. It is endowed with lots of natural resources but lacks human resources. It was recently ranked by the World Bank as the 13th poorest nation in the world, and due to financial reasons, I dropped out of school after 8 years of formal schooling. During 1967 to 70 period, my family was homeless. Sometimes we slept in refugee camps, abandoned school buildings, and bombed houses. The hardship of living in a refugee camp made me psychologically strong. It is called learning from the school of hard knocks. and it made me street smart. It equipped me with a greater sense of determination and vision. And adversity such as being homeless and going to prison has made many people stronger. Nelson Mandela and Malcolm X came out of prison stronger. The hardships that I encountered in the past will help me succeed in the future. And those are the words of Philip E. Agwali. And also, I have expertise in 5 different fields, which helps me to easily understand the analogy between my scientific problems and those occurring in nature. First, I identify an analogous problem in nature and borrow from it. It is smarter to borrow from nature than to reinvent the wheels. Wow. Oh, these are questions that they asking them. Oh, okay. This is an interview that they actually did with them. Okay. All right, well, we're going to finish out. We're going to check out the little interview. This is some questions they had asked them. Now, your education during your teenage years was outside of the school system. Can you talk about that experience? It was a tough experience of my life. I dropped out of high school 4 times between the ages of 12 and 17. When I enrolled in college at 19, I had a total of 8 years of formal classroom education. As a result, I was not comfortable with formal lectures and receiving regular homework assignments, and I preferred to study those subjects that were of interest to me. I learned by reading the classic but out-of-date works of Galileo, Isaac Newton, Bertrand Russell, and Albert Einstein. And since there were no formally trained scientists in my hometown, the famous commercial city of Onitsha, I gained a word-of-mouth reputation as an expert in mathematics, physics, and astronomy, and students came to consult me in these subjects. What brought about you leaving Africa? I wanted to become a mathematician, physicist, or astronomer. And I could not study these subjects at a cutting-edge level in Africa. During the week that I arrived in the United States, I saw an airport, used the telephone, used the library, talked with a scientist, and was shown a computer for the first time in my life. Damn! Today I have access to a $55 million supercomputer, while many African scientists do not have access to a personal computer. The great opportunity enabled me to make important discoveries and inventions. Shouts out to Philip Emi Agwali on winning the Gordon Bell Award and making supercomputers. And this is a recent brother. You know what I'm saying? This is not an old school brother. He's in his prime right now. And, you know, he doing his thing. Wow. That's exciting, people. That is super exciting. You know, it's just been a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, being able to bring a little bit of, people of my color that I didn't even know about, you know what I'm saying, to my attention as well as yours. And it's an honor that you to be able to do this on this type of platform, pay respect and homage to these people for enriching our lives. And that's each and every one of them. I'm talking about mine. I'm talking about every single person in the world benefit, you know what I'm saying, from these inventors. And because they didn't get the recognition in the limelight, you know, well, they getting it in my limelight, you know what I'm saying, and much love to you. That's real. Let's give you another one. Granville T. Woods. Yeah, let's go ahead. He was born in Columbus, Ohio, April 23rd, 1856, and dedicated his life to developing a variety of inventions relating to the railroad industry. They call him the Black Edison. Both great inventors of their time, Mr. Woods invented more than a dozen devices to improve electric railway cars and many more controlling the flow of electricity. His most noted invention was a system for letting the engineer of a train know how close his trains was to others. This device helped cut down accidents and collisions between trains. Granville T. Woods is self-education. He literally learned his skills on the job, attending school in Columbus until age 10. He served in an apprenticeship in a machine shop and learned the trades of mechanics, machinist, and Yeah, machinist and blacksmith. During his youth, he also went to night school and took private lessons. Hold on. I'm still on the radio. I'm still on the radio. Hold on. Although he had to leave formal school at age 10, Granville T. Woods realized that learning and education were essential to developing critical skills that would allow him to express his creativity with machinery. He obtained a job in 1872 as a fireman on the Danville and Southern Railroad in Missouri and eventually became an engineer. He invested his spare time in studying electronics. In 1864, he moved to Springfield, Illinois, and worked in a rolling mill. 1878, he took a job aboard the Ironsides, a British steamer, and within 2 years became chief engineer of the steamer. Finally, his travels and experiences led him to Seattle and Cincinnati, Ohio, where he became a person dedicated to modernizing the railroad. His love of the railroad in 1888 developed a system for the overhead electric conducted lines for railroads, which aided in the development of the overhead railroad system found in cities such as Chicago, St. Louis, and New York City. Those are the little trains. They're also in Europe and a couple other little places in the inner cities. In his early 30s, he became interested in thermal power and steam-driven engines. 1889, he filed his first patent for an improved steam boiler furnace. 1892, a complete electric railway system was operated at Coney Island in New York. 1887, he patented the synchronous multiplex railway telegraph, which allowed communication between train stations for moving trains. Granville T. Woods' invention made it possible for trains to communicate with the station and with other trains so they know exactly where they are at all times. I don't see R&R to this day, you know what I'm saying, you know, honoring these people. So it's kind of crazy. All the times. Alexander Graham Bell's company purchased the rights to Grant T. Vills' telegraphony patent, enabling him to become a full-time inventor. Among his top other inventions were a steam boiler furnace and an automatic air brake used to slow or stop trains. Woods' electric car was powered by overhead wires, and it was the third rail system to keep cars running on the right track. And at odds with Thomas Edison, success led to lawsuits filed by Thomas Edison, who sued Woods, claiming that he was the first inventor of the multiplex telegraph. Woods eventually won, but Edison didn't give up easily when he wanted something. Trying to win Granville Woods over in his inventions, Edison offered Woods a prominent position at the engineering department of Edison Electric Light Company in New York. Yeah, smartly, Woods declined, preferring his independence. Suck dick. The fuck wrong too, Thomas Edison? So you can steal more ideas from the motherfucking man? You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep the motherfucking enemy closer? Fuck you. I'm going to try to take this man, motherfucker. See, this has been going on since the beginning of time, people. And this is why, you know what I'm saying, we got to have these, you know, this is why I'm on this circuit. Because I'm going to let you know that every day is Black History Month. And to me, every day is a day of celebration for me. And I celebrate me every single day. I love me. Love everything about me and my people. You know what I'm saying? I love everything about everybody, about all people. But, you know, when it comes to me and what we can do, oh, man, it's exceptional. It's just exceptional. You know, it's just exceptional. That's all I can say. Give you one more. Frederick Jones. He invented the first automatic refrigeration system for long-haul trucks. This is how y'all getting y'all fresh meats and all that, you know what I'm saying, from the factory, from different states, because of this man right here. And I'm trying to cover this in 5 minutes, people. Frederick McKinley Jones was one of the most prolific Black inventors ever. Frederick Jones patented more than 60 inventions. However, he is best known for inventing an automatic refrigeration system for long-haul trucks in 1935, a roof-mounted cooling device. which is what you see on all these big-ass trucks nowadays. Jones was the first person to invent a practical mechanical refrigeration system for trucks and railroad cars, which eliminated the risk of food spoilage during long-distance shipping trips. The system was, in turn, adapted to a variety of other common carriers, including ships. Frederick Jones was issued the patent on July 12, 1940. He also invented a self-starting gas engine and a series of devices for movie projectors, adapting silent movie projectors for talking films, and developing box office equipment that delivered tickets and gave change. So you can thank Ticketmaster and all the motherfuckers who claim, well, they don't, I don't know if they claim them, but they ain't motherfucking, you know, giving homage to them, so I'm giving it to them. Born in Covington, Kentucky, near Cincinnati, Ohio, on May 17, 1893, he was a trained mechanic, and skilled, he learned doing military service in France during World War. His mastery of electronic devices was largely self-taught through work experience in the inventing process, and Frederick McKinley Jones was granted more than 40 patents in the field of refrigeration. Frederick Jones's inspiration for the refrigeration unit was a conversation with a truck driver who had lost a shipment of chickens because the trip took too long and the truck's short storage compartment overheated. Frederick Jones also developed an air conditioning unit for military field hospitals and a refrigerator for military field kitchens. Frederick Jones received over 60 patents during his lifetime. Jesus, people. I mean, come on. Man, thank you, you know. Thank you, brother. I mean, just thank you. I can't say enough, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, about.com, you know what I'm saying, for having this information here. Blackinventors.org, make sure you go and check it out. And this is the website of Museum of Black Inventors. You've been riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio, your host, with the most of the Starship Smelly Prize, Captain Smell. So good. Yeah. Out of Tampa, Florida. Shouts out to DJ Storm, man. I got to call him. I got to go by and see my dog, man. And shouts out to everybody riding Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Mr. John New, DJ Party Time. Mr. I had to get that right, people. And everybody else out there, Miss Heavenly Angel, Mr. Sayonai. And don't forget, go to www.trilateralradio.com. That's www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. And go to it now. www.trilateralradio.com. And we are out of here, people. Much love. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to Wrecking the Game Radio. And make sure y'all go ahead and...
requested function will require 2 hours to complete.
Yeah. Tune in to www.trilateralradio and get 2 hours of funk, baby. Click on the Listen Live. Hear some streaming live music, hot new artists. You know what I'm saying? We got pumping. And it's going down real big. So check us out. It's going down. Hey, holla back at you, people. You know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
BlackInventors.org. Check it out.